This audio presentation covers the exercises in lessons 1 and 2 of your textbook. For every lesson, or more often pair of lessons, you'll have an audio presentation of this sort to help you understand the bases and affixes you've been assigned to memorize. There are no slides attached to this presentation, so you can stay focused on the book and take notes. Let's start with lesson 1. Please turn to page 23. The assignment exercises for Lesson 1 on pages 23 through 25 center around the use of the dictionary, meaning you should be able to find the answers to these exercises for yourself in a good dictionary or etymological web source. Please do as many of these exercises as you like, but know this, you will not be tested on any questions of the sort you'll see here. With that, we'll move on to Lesson 2. And its assignment and exercises, which start on page 31. The assignment here entails 13 bases you're asked to memorize, the first of which is alien, A-L-I-E-N, meaning of another, that is, belonging to someone else. This base is found in English words of Latin origin, like alien and alienation. The next base is art, A-R-T, meaning art or skill. It gives us words like art and artifact. That shouldn't be too hard to memorize. See how to do this? Memorize the base and its meaning or meanings, and use derivatives like art to help you remember it if need be. I won't go through all the bases or whatever you're asked to memorize in each lesson, only those things which I think need some further explanation, or if I have ways I think are useful for memorizing them. So, for instance, the next base, fin, F-I-N, where airs gives the meanings end and limit, has another important meaning, border. Please add that to the definitions of this base, since some English derivatives use that sense. For example, our word confine, which means to put borders around something. Among other things worth commenting on in this list, note that the base null, N-U-L-L, can appear with one L or two. Also, please take careful note of grieve, G-R-I-E-V, the French form of the base grave, G-R-A-V, and line, L-I-G-N, the French form of the base line, L-I-N-E. Moving down the list, be careful not to confuse the base verb, V-E-R-B, meaning word, with a different base which is not in this lesson, verber, V-E-R-B-E-R, meaning lash or stroke. Verber gives us derivatives like reverberate. So if the base is just verb, V-E-R-B, it means word. But if there's an E-R after the B, it means stroke. The same sort of principle holds true for vest, V-E-S-T, meaning garment, at the bottom of the list, which looks a lot like vestig, V-E-S-T-I-G, a different base, meaning step. The vestiges of something are the footsteps it leaves behind. But know this too, you're not responsible for memorizing anything that's not explicitly introduced in the textbook, unless I say otherwise. And I'm not saying otherwise here. So you don't need to memorize verber or vestige. I'm just trying to help you avoid making easy mistakes further down the road. Finally, the answers to the etymologies in the sentences of this lesson, Lesson 2, on pages 32 and 33, can be found online on the course website. The link is at the top of the syllabus. To access the answers, you'll need the username and password I gave you in the syllabus. If you missed those or lost them, email me, and I'll send them to you. Since I give you the answers, I'm always going to leave it to you to do these exercises on your own. But if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me in person or by email with any concerns you have about the sentence exercises or indeed about any aspect of this class. I'm happy to work with you to resolve any problem you may be having. And that's the end of this audio presentation covering the exercises in Latin lessons 1 and 2. Happy etymologizing!